I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a surprise new track from one of the biggest names in hip-hop.
There are very few rappers that I'd want to hear rap over a J Dilla beat. The late Detroit producer's style was fluent in soul, a genre mostly picked over by today's best-known hip-hop producers, with the exception of Kanye West. Dilla's beats were analog compared to modern digital, a throwback bubbling with little idiosyncrasies that made them fine art even without a rapper working over them. Thankfully, Nas is one of the few rappers skilled and experienced enough to navigate a Dilla beat, and here he does so well, exuding a casually regal sort of vibe while he pokes fun at contemporaries on this new song called The Season. Astute listeners will recognize the beat as the song Gobstopper on Dilla's essential 2006 record Donuts. And though The Season arrives with no mention of any other work by Nas, the fact that he's going to the trouble to secure the rights to rap over a Dilla beat may lead us to expect a new record from the artist in 2015. Who told you I lost it? I just put it down for a second, damn. Kenny King lounge for a second, kick his hooves up, grow stubble on the face for once without a smooth cut, grow a little gut, can't even enjoy the fruit of my labor before they call me Luke and hand me my lifesaver. The ruler's back, you can tell by the trumpets. Prince of Wales send me tea, biscuits, crumpets. Jury costs more than a car, car costs too. Get out your chair, the season and I said. The season. This is the season. That's production work by J Dilla on a new song from Nas titled The Season. Next, we have a huge pop star flexing her muscle to pull down her music from a popular streaming service. Here on Election Tuesday, I've got a story about a pop star, perhaps the world's biggest pop star, electing to pull her entire catalog off of Spotify without warning. Sorry about that bad pun. But I'm talking about Taylor Swift and the release of her fifth record, titled 1989, which, according to Nielsen SoundScan, is trending to sell over 1.3 million copies in its first week of release. That's a historic number. The last time an artist topped that figure in the first week of release was Eminem over a decade ago with 2002's The Eminem Show. So what do these huge album sales have to do with Swift pulling all of her music, even the ubiquitous number one single Shake It Off that was previously available, off of Spotify? To be sure, Swift's label Big Machine Records is keeping 1989 off streaming services to keep them from cannibalizing her sales. But why yank the whole catalog? Nobody really seems to know the answer, though it would seem to me that in doing so, Swift has found a strong bargaining position to leverage for musicians against the standardized practice of streaming music online for free. If she wanted to, Swift could become something like a union boss, arguing for increased royalty payments to musicians for streaming, though that, at the moment, seems less likely for Taylor Swift than a collaboration with Metallica. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, I'm just gonna shake into the
That's Taylor Swift's song, Shake It Off. She just released her fifth record, 1989, and removed all of her music from the streaming service Spotify. Finally, we have Scottish indie pop darlings going for a change of sound on their new record.
So while we speculated earlier in the segment on a new album from Nas in 2015, Belle and Sebastian announced last week that they'd definitely be releasing an album in January called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. It came with a single called The Party Line that makes good on the promise of a dance party in that LP title. The Party Line sounds much, much bigger and more focused than anything I remember on the band's last record, 2010's excellent Right About Love. And all in all suggests a very different look for the Scottish stalwart. People like to drive the cars and smoke up. People like to sit inside and talk up. People like to shoot at things with borrowed guns and knives. I am happy to look and run. Where were you when I was king in this part of town? Now the days of glory are gone. Scott Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. Tomorrow's issue of Look at OKC focuses on the food truck boom of Oklahoma City. And as always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.